morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Excuse me, Caitlin, we are live. We are on the air. And so I want to tell all of you that today we are going to explore new ways to think about aging from birth to death. My guest today is licensed clinical social worker, Caitlin Stecker. She's an Astoria-based psychotherapist in private practice. She's an internal family systems trainer, and she's the creator facilitator of Vital Elders and Young Old Souls. You are invited to Vital Elders and Young Old Souls because there is a gathering on September 20th at the Neto Grange in Astoria. We'll hear more about that. And let's just jump right in. Good morning, Caitlin Stecker.
Good morning. And Sonny alerted when he heard your voice. And so I think he now understands you're in the little box here. But
anyways, Sonny being your Bernadou.
My dog, yes.
Yes. Yep. Okay, anyways, good.
He's good.
Well, anyway, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Yes. For those folks, you have been in Astoria for quite a while, but there may be folks who are not familiar with you. So please tell me and all of us listening a little bit about yourself.
Well, yeah, you kind of did a good job of lining up all of the roles you could say that I've been in, but I've been in Astoria for over 35 years now, which is absolutely amazing. And I think the thing that's most important is that I feel that I've been able to create an incredible community of people who are willing to look at themselves and learn about life and their relationships. And it's been something that's been unusually sustainable. I have two groups going for 28 years now. And there's also just a whole bunch of people that are in relationship with each other in ongoing ways that I feel really good about, since one of the things we'll talk about is the idea of how do you create sustainable community for yourself in your life. And I do think that it takes some learning of skills and perspectives that allow us to do that for ourselves. And otherwise, I live up in the forest and I'm looking out today and going, this is like paradise. And for many of us, I think Astoria is this special place. And I just feel very, very blessed and grateful for being here. So thanks for inviting me to share some more about what's going on, Donna.
Oh, well, I thank you for being here, because Vital Elders and Young Old Souls is a way for people to connect more deeply. And even though Astoria at this moment in time, I think things are in flux with the idea of whether or not it would be designated a new blue zone area. And the blue zones, as we know, are where people have been living longer. And how is that possible? Obviously, food and running and beans and all of that. However, what you're really focusing on is deep connection. And the Modern Elder Academy, which you introduced me to, says that love, connection, and community are what we all need, no matter what age we are. Mm-hmm. And yet, that becomes more challenging to find in this world in which we are endlessly entertained on our own, mm-hmm, with technology or whatever. So people have to, I guess, embrace a growth mindset instead of a fixed mindset where they're just going to keep doing the same old thing. So when I ask you about new ways of aging, thinking about aging, what does that mean to you?
Well, I'm going to answer your question, but I also want to just refer back to what you said about the blue zones, because I did get a chance to talk to Constance Wiseman this morning a little bit about an update. The blue zone people of the project, and if people are interested, you can go to Netflix, where there's a 4-part documentary on the Blue Zones calling Live to 100, where Dan Buettner, who's done a lot of research on the Blue Zones, partnered up with Netflix to create this really beautiful documentary on these 5 places in the world where people live into their hundreds happily and healthily. And those folks came, I guess it's about a month or more ago here, and interviewed and talked and found out about us. And they're now preparing a proposal that will be coming to the community in November to see what it is that Astoria would like to develop or work with them on to create more blue zone qualities in Astoria. And so we'll hear more about it in November and probably December as decisions are made about if we partner with them, then what that means for the community and for people and resources. It's very exciting. We have an incredible group of people who made that happen. So anyway, just wanted people to know that, and watching that documentary is a way of getting some ideas. In the fourth episode of it, they go to a city in Minnesota, and it kind of shows what they do when they come into a city and offer what they have to give. So anyway, but so aging. Yeah, one of the things the Blue Zone people said was that there's two most vulnerable times of our lives. And the first is the first year of life. And the second is the first year after retirement. And so to me, there was just an awareness that we're living in a different time in a lot of ways. I mean, people have been retiring, of course, for a long time. But it's different now. There's, for one thing, just a different way of aging and the idea of what it means to be in these different stages of life. And I think you and I have talked about the idea that adolescence didn't even exist until the early 1900s when a man, sorry, I don't know his name right now, wrote a book called Adolescence and coined that word, and the culture responded because it was the first time where people actually had a period of time in those years of what we call the teen years, where they weren't getting married right away and working because of the change in the Industrial Revolution and all. And so began to look at that period as a time to prepare to be an adult. So what's happening now is because we're living so long or longer, there's actually a period that, as you mentioned, Chip Conley wrote a book, Middle Essence, where he's now taken that idea and said, we actually have these years, 45 to 65, where we're really in a period of, if we want to, preparing to become an elder. And so aging, to me at this point, is a lifelong process. We always have known that the period, you know, up till, you know, 18 used to be the, oh, that's when you're developing who you are, and then that's who you are. Now we know that the brain is plastic and it can change all the way up to the time of death in our hundreds. And so the developmental model had to shift and allow for this idea that we're potentially always in a process of change and being able to add aspects to ourselves in our life, and also then let go of things that don't fit anymore for where we are. So this whole sense of aging, I think, is something that we're going to be exploring, and I hope helping one another to say, okay, what does this mean to me? When I grew up, I've shared that with you, Donna, that in my town, we would have these retirement parties. And as a kid, I came to believe that you'd go to one of these retirement parties, somebody 65 years old would retire, and then they'd be dead in about 5 or 6 years. And I said to my mom, you know, one time, is that required that they have to have the party and then they die? And mom said, well, it's kind of interesting, because at that time, people didn't live that often into their 70s and 80s in the same way, and now 90s. And so we really are in a time of great cultural shift of about aging. Yeah.
Yes. And you mentioned Chip Conley, the founder of the Modern Elder Academy, and he loves to use that term, age fluid. We are not the numbers. We are not the chronological numbers. So we are age fluid. And again, it's, do you have a growth mindset? And how do you look at aging? And then, of course, there's Becca Levy's book, Breaking the Age, you know, Code, and a lot of research now. And when you say about retirement too, the three pillars of the Modern Elder Academy are navigating transitions, cultivating purpose, and owning wisdom. And in your practice, of course, that's one of the things you work with the people that you're seeing, you work with them about that. But that also inspired you, I think, to think about starting Vital Elders. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually, I had had a, as you know, a nighttime revelation about if I would do something that would be supportive to the community around aging and just the idea that there are a lot more years that we can be healthy and active than we used to have in whether it's retirement or just, you know, later in life. And then the Netflix thing came, and it turned out that there were ways in which he brought together the characteristics of each of the blue zones and found the similarities, and they were the same things that I was looking at. Certainly blue zones is looked, I mean, as you said, it's known a lot for the food and beans and healthy eating and all that, but they also are very, very clear about the importance of community in aging and aging well. And so that is what I really became inspired to be able to support people in navigating more consciously. And that's what we've been doing. I'm offering right now a once a month experience at the Grange. And people are talking about maybe that we'll go to twice a month, depending on what happens. Maybe in the winter, we'll do a little bit more gathering inside the beautiful Grange. And we always do some of the things that the Blue Zone Project has been able to identify. We always move in a way that builds the core muscles in our body and also creates more balance in our system. And then also we do some meditation. We do some kind of fun activity together. And then I share something about how to develop sustainable community in your life and the skills it takes. And most recently, we've been working a lot with what it takes to repair when there's been a glitch or a hurt in a relationship that's important to you. And that seems to have been very, very impactful for people. We've had folks come back after we really got into that in July and share relationships that had been significantly disrupted in their life for years, that now they've been able to create some new connection. And it's very, very important to our psyche, to our body, to have these relationships. And when they're ruptured, it has an impact on our health. Yeah.
Yeah. And we don't, unfortunately, in schools, I mean, I hope there's some shift in that way, but reading, writing, arithmetic doesn't cut it. You have to be able to work with human beings and relationships and connections. And there is a Vital Elders website. It's vitalelders.org. And it talks about when the next meeting is, but I like what you said on the website. It said Vital Elders, and we need to talk about that, and young old souls, because we've got Very listening. Yep. And I want Very as a young old soul. Mm-hmm. And I like it. It says Vital Elders and Young Old Souls is dedicated to making lifelong learning fun, energetic, and supportive, to developing a sustainable community of support. It's not a class. You participate. You're part of it. And it also says Vital Elders is committed to having fun as we increase our physical, emotional, and brain health. So covering all the bases here, Even though it's vital, which we know means energy and life and force,
it also means, Donna, that our elders are vital to our culture. They're vital.
Yes.
They're vital in our communities. That if people of wisdom and perspective don't contribute, the culture is much less really itself vital. So
yes, thank you for that distinction. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, my guest is licensed clinical social worker, Caitlin Stecker. She's an Astoria-based psychotherapist in private practice. She's an internal family systems trainer, and she's the creator and facilitator of Vital Elders and Young Old Souls, a monthly gathering that's been happening at the Nettel Grange now for about a year, I think. The next one is September 20th. What time is the one on the 20th, Caitlin?
Six o'clock.
Six o'clock at the Nettel Grange in Astoria. And so when you thought about doing this, Caitlin, because we're talking about today about new ways to think about aging and community and sustainable relationships, you talked about Vital Elders, and then you suddenly said, well, wait, and Young Old Souls. So let's talk about that.
Well, actually, that came because of a whole lot of my clients since I've been here for 35 years. Excuse me, I've actually been working with some people for 30 plus years. And of course, the people in my groups that have been going for 28 years. So there's second generation and even third generation of folks that I've been working with. And so some of those folks basically protested and said, wait a minute, how come I can't come? I'm going to get old too. And so they really asked to be able to participate. And so we have, at one point we had a 13-year-old that was wonderfully connected in the group. And we also have some 20 and 30 and 40, 50, 60. We've got just about every decade now participating, because people who are in those ages of 20, 30, and 40, again, I think if they do have a perspective that makes some sense, they are aware that they're moving into a life that's much different than it's been, and that we have to really be able to reinvent ourselves several times. And that's what's being predicted, is that people will not have the same job for 50 years or whatever and retire the way that many of us had our parents. That was their life, and most everybody around, that was the way it went. That's not going to be people's experience hardly anymore. And so the idea of how can you make those changes? How do you navigate those transitions? How do you know what is calling to you in terms of how you're contributing in the world? Those are really important skills and awarenesses to have. So all of that's part of healthy aging. If you can make those experiences where you're working in a way that enlivens you and gives you a sense of worth and purpose and value, you're going to be healthier just because the body likes that feeling. And it really does end up supporting lifelong learning as well as lifelong vitality.
And that's great, because we need all the research is that in business. I mean, Chip just wrote an article about where you have olders and youngers. Somebody said we should be calling, so there's always somebody older than you, there's always somebody younger than you. So where you have youngers and olders together, mm-hmm. they do much better as a business setting. We need to mix up all the ages like we used to. And now we're in these little kind of sometimes little tiny tunnels or something, or we don't have that.
Yeah. Well, and that's true. And so that has been a really wonderful aspect of Vital Elders, is just people getting a chance to get to know people that they wouldn't otherwise necessarily have an opportunity to connect. And it's not at a superficial level, it's really at a depthful level. And that again is very nurturing to our systems. Our body mind really likes the feeling of connecting with people in an authentic, real, depthful way. And the problem is that also to survive and live and grow, we had to create protectors that kept us from doing things or experiencing things that were going to be hurtful or overwhelming to us. And so there's a little bit of a tension there between the parts that want to protect us and keep us competent and okay and not getting hurt or upset or disturbed. But then parts that want to grow and change and expand and learn. And so there is this kind of way of, last night actually in group, we talked a lot about the idea and worked with in each person's life, how that was living out in terms of just being able to support ourselves in that process of change. And that's not something a lot of people got help with as they were being parented, because often their parents didn't know really how to do that. But being able to navigate transitions is going to be an essential skill as we live longer and make more transitions in our life.
Yes, and that's why, and again, back to Modern Elder Academy, Chip Conley coined the phrase TQ. What's your TQ? And because everybody talks about IQ, but you're absolutely right. How do you navigate transitions? And that's what you're... And what I see you doing is helping people create ground in themselves, connection with themselves and with others in a way that supports that.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So if you go to the website, there's some PDFs there, especially the characteristics one is a self-assessment around how your brain's wired, as it has to do with, excuse me, perceptual modes. Excuse me, I'm going to cough with another. And anyway, that's a really interesting way to be curious about how you interact and the effect of your visual states, your auditory and your kinesthetic, and then how you interpret the people in your life and how they're responding to you, and the misunderstandings that are created. Because if someone has a particular perceptual style that's different, we can assume that it's similar to ours and interpreting, say, that a visual and back person needs to look away to get their thoughts and what they're feeling to be able to speak it. Whereas a visual up front person really needs to make eye contact to be able to really engage in a deep conversation. And those are very important ways in which our relationships can get misunderstandings and glitches in them. And so we've been working with that. We're going to continue to have people get to explore and learn that about themselves and other people. And particularly because we tend to mate with people who have the exact opposite pattern. They're so fascinating to us, but they communicate differently. And when we understand it, the relationship can be much better. So all those kind of things are really important. And I was just going to mention also that one of the books that I think has been incredibly helpful in terms of that idea of transition and understanding change and development is Richard Rohr's book, Falling Upward. I think, Donna, you and I have probably mentioned this book every time we've had any opportunity to share, that has just been incredibly impactful on people. Being able to really get permission for the messy times. As he said, you don't get to change and have everything go smooth. He talks about order, disorder, reorder, that's the sequence of change. There's order and everything's a certain way. Then things get all messed up and there's disorder. And then out of that comes the reorder into the new way. But we don't, in this culture, like disorder. And we don't like having it get messy. So it really means something to be able to get support for that. And that's one of the things we're doing in Vital Elders, is supporting each other in the messy times, the times when it doesn't look like everything's all, you know, buttoned up. But that's when change happens, and that's when we get healthier.
Exactly. Navigating transitions. Caitlin, we only have a few minutes left. We could talk for a long time about this. What other things would you like listening audience to know about on this topic of new ways to think about aging, vital elders, and young old souls?
Yeah, there's a couple things. One, I want to make sure people know also about a book that's been very impactful in a lot of people's lives and mine. Rest is Resistance. And it's an incredible exploration of how in our culture and the capitalistic structure, our culture needs us to be working and contributing and consuming to be a good, you know, citizen in capitalism. However, our psyches and our bodies also need to be supported in resting and being able to comfortably rest and not produce and not have to navigate feeling guilty or worthless during that experience, because then the rest doesn't have the same effect. So rest as resistance is a great exploration and support for that. The other is, I just wanted to let people know that one of the things I'm doing is I'm training therapists that are working in the field of psychedelic assisted therapy, and that there is a revolution happening. And it's actually, there are a lot of people that were of the 60s that are having the opportunity to revisit the psychedelic experience, and hospice particularly is in many, many places using psychedelics as a way of helping people with the fear of death, which is a very huge aspect for all ages. And so if people are interested in that, they're certainly welcome to give me a call, because we're developing some ways in which people can access that kind of support.
Great. So, and Caitlin, I'll make sure the station has your number or you can tell people your number now, or people can call KMUN. But
just go to vitalelders.org. All my contact information is there on the website.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you. There you go. Caitlin, thank you so much for making time today to talk to us about Vital Elders and Young Old Souls, and the fact that, yes, aging is changing. Age fluidity is what's happening. We're all aging at all times. And how do we do that? And what is our real capital? And what you're saying is our real capital, our treasures, are our relationships. Yes. That's what's going to sustain us, nurture us as we age, no matter how old we are.
Yep. Yep. And knowing ourselves, I think that's what I just have to say. A good therapy is a therapy that allows you to know that all the distress or all the challenges that you're experiencing are yours to work with. And if all the people around you change, it's still not going to change how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much, Caitlin Stecker. Thank you for Vital Elders on September 20th. Go to the website. Thank you, Viri, for engineering, and my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brun for his original theme music for this program. Until we meet again, well, no, we don't meet until a month from now. So How about right now, we just take a moment to take a very deep healing breath. So good for body, mind, and spirit. And then focus on the things that are going well in your life. Always there will be things that aren't going well, but if you can find tiny moments of joy throughout the day, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, doing the best you can, we all are until we know better, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment that exists, the now moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.